With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Ahead of a key event for the pro-life movement, President Trump has pardoned nearly two dozen pro-life protesters.
On the eve of the annual March for Life, the president signed pardons for 23 people convicted and imprisoned by the Biden administration for peacefully protesting outside abortion clinics.
Many of them are elderly people. They should not have been prosecuted. This is a great honor to sign this.
Pro-life groups are cheering the president's action. Greg Clugston, The White House.
And the 52nd annual March for Life takes place today in Washington, featuring Vice President Vance. This year's theme, Life, Why We March. President Trump is traveling today on the first of two stops. He'll see the devastation caused by a hurricane 4 months ago.
North Carolina has been treated very badly, so we're stopping there, and we're going to then go to Los Angeles and take a look at a fire that could have been put out if they let the water flow, but they didn't let the water flow, and they still haven't for whatever reason.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says the state will provide more than $2.5 billion in wildfire recovery aid. It's heard here on ABC 7 Los Angeles.
I want to thank everybody that cleared the deck, didn't play politics with this, that recognized that people are in need.
Also at SRNNews.com, proclaiming arrival of the golden age of America, the president has addressed globalists meeting in Switzerland. An address via video conference, Mr. Trump saying his agenda will result in a more peaceful, prosperous world, and adds that his is a revolution of common sense. A Senate vote expected later today on the nomination of Pete Hegseth to serve as Secretary of Defense. If he wins confirmation, it is expected to be a very close vote. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down 116 points. This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle is brewing in Montana.
Lawmakers are considering a bill that would require members of the clergy to report to police any person who confesses to abusing a child. If it passes, the legislation would essentially lift the seal of confession in the Catholic Church, where traditionally anything one admits to in the confessional can never be revealed. The Supreme Court has already recognized a clergy exception in mandatory reporting laws, and legal action could be coming in Montana. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Officers enforcing immigration laws will now be able to arrest illegal immigrants at locations such as churches and schools under new policies established by the Trump administration. The Department of Homeland Security says this action empowers the brave men and women in Customs and Border Patrol to enforce our immigration laws and catch criminal aliens, including murderers and rapists, who have illegally come into our country. This is SRN News. A gold spike, it completed the Alaska Railroad, is on the auction block, and Alaskans want to bring it back home.
A 14-carat solid gold spike that President Warren G. Harding drove into the ground on July 15, 1923, at a ceremony to mark the completion of the Alaska Railroad, is up for auction on Friday at Christie's Auction House in New York City. The spike has never been permanently in Alaska's possession, and now the Anchorage Museum, with financial backing from the Alaska Railroad, will bid on the spike and is valued at up to $50,000. It's always been in private hands, but Aaron Leggett, the museum's senior curator of Alaska history and indigenous cultures, says the history of Anchorage and all of Alaska begins with the Alaska Railroad. I'm Donna Water.
In Utah, state lawmakers have advanced a bill that would ban collective bargaining across all of the state's public sectors. More details at SRNNews.com.